Okay, Simas Samach Beis. We're under the chuppah, and we're not talking the Siddur Kedushin bracha. We're talking about the Berachas HaChuppah, the Berachas Chasanim, which is after the ring is put on the kala. She's Zerei Mekudeshes, and now we're going to make a bracha on the chuppah.
Now, why don't you
don't
make a bracha? What happens there?
Don't make a bracha. So we said in a brachas magdis. I think we said that in the previous simon. That if you're going to make the brachas at the end of the Ramadan in the previous simon, that it's not my, that bracha's not ma'akiv. But right, this is what you have to do l'chatchila. You have to make brachas chasadim. Now, reading the ksuba is not in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Reading the Ksuba, we'll see in a moment in the Ber Heite, if he brings the minute to read the Ksuba, but first, the Shulchan Aruch goes first.
Is Shulchan Aruch even brought down in the Gemara?
Sure, the whole Nusach is in the Gemara. The whole Nusach is in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechazah was my Masada Kedushin. He was only Masada Kedushin twice in his life, once for his nephew, once for me, which makes me sound important. But actually, I made it easy for him. I got married right near the yeshiva. And at the end of first Seder, the first Seder ends at 12:45, and my wedding was called for 1:00. So, but anyway, he was beside the Kedushin, terrible eyesight. And Shir, he used to put his glasses up and put his nose to the page. And they gave him this little bencher, you know, for Berachas Chasanim. So afterwards he said, it's lucky it's a Gemara. He just pictured the Gemara and read it from the Gemara. And, you know. So. But, okay, let's hear the Mechaber. Tzarech levarach birchas chasanim bebeis hachasim. Now, in the Lashon Gemara, tzarech levarach birchas chasanim bebeis chasanim, the same Lashon. What do the words mean, bebeis chasanim? So there in the Gemara, what? Well, it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisis. Rashi and Ksubis and Taisis and Sukkah Chafei. Rashi learns bebeis chasanim is a time. It tells you when it has to be done. It has to be done at the time of the Nisuin. The Taisus says it's the place. The Beis Chasana means where the Chasan is located, that's where you do it. So Shulchan Aruch says, Sarkhan Barbatshan Beis HaChasan, Kaidama Nisuin. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be before Nisuin, then Shesh Brachas. Okay, the Sheva Brachas are six Brachas, which is a typical Jewish way of saying things. It's called Sheva Brachas probably because it's 7 days of Brachas, but it's actually six Brachas. Many years ago, I was at a wedding, and for Sheva Brachas, they had seven Kibbudim written out. And when they got to the last one, they ran out. And so since then, every time I tell the Chasan, you know, Sheva Brachas, it's six Brachas, unless you want to split the bar for Agafen. But the fellow reading, the poor guy, he whispers to me, I have two names left and only one bracha. What do I do? So, I don't remember what he did. So, we'll see. The bar, under the chuppah, you say bar per gafen and six brachas. You can split it up.
You can.
It's not b'diyeh, because some people get insulted. All they got is a bar per gafen. Why do you get insulted? I have no idea, but...
Is this the makar that the Rav, like, bought, like... Part of the yichud room or part of the chasm? It has to be the base chasm. He has to be kaina.
Well, the makar is really from the idea that it's not this word, but it's that idea that he brings machnas al habeisa. It's the idea that. All right, so let's talk first about why it's kaidim hanisuin before nisuin. Now, do we do the bracha before the chuppah?
No, after
the remember what's chuppah? What is chuppah? According to the Mechaber, who else like the Rambam, chuppah is the yichud room. Well, according to the Mechaber, it's very good. We make the bracha before the yichud room. So the Mechaber says, so baruch sadim, kaidim nisuin. So like the Mechaber is good. Nisuin, according to the Sfaradim, which is the Rambam, is the yichud room. Nisuin and chuppah are synonymous. Right? What? Shesh brachas are called brachas nesuin. The brachas hashvach on the nesuin. According to the Rambam, it's the yichud room, it's the nesuin. What? When they go to seclusion, yeah. So according to the Mechaber, it's very good. You make the bracha before. But if we hold the chuppah is the canopy or the veil, so we're doing it out of order. So the chakas machaykak shtels on it here. And he says that. I'm sorry, not chazal. The Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel on the right side, the bottom. Kaidim nisuin ken kasev a Rambam ulishitasai shapir. The Rambam wrote this lishitasai. It's good. It's really chuppah hainu yichud. Vasilis yachid b'loy brachis. You're not going to the yichud room without the brachis. Avagad b'sfir le brachis ei ma'akveis. Even though, as we said, the brachis had not ma'akim. Mekomak lechatchila. Certainly lechatchila. Now what about Leiras, like the Rosh? Rosh is like the Leibai Chuppah, Harei Labia. The Rosh, we hold, you don't need seclusion, you don't need a private room. Svirulei, Dain Tzarech Lavara, Kaidem HaKnisa. He holds that the bracha does not have to be before you go in. Chekhoz of Adarkei Moshe, Vator, the place of Karash, the place of Bavardim, Kaidem HaChuppah. Those who pasca like the Rosh and also say Kaidem HaChuppah, what's going on? Ishlaim HaBrachis ain't equal Levarech Mevarchin. The Brachis that are not an Ikuv, so you do it even afterwards. Avak Shinida, Litchais HaNesuin, Asher Tetar, ain't Sarv, not Chayshish for the Rambam. So Al-Kapadim, this is the reason that we do it this way, is because we're... like the Rambam, it has to be before. The Rambam, we are doing it before. Like the Rosh, it doesn't really have to be beforehand. I think in the Bir Agra, back on the first page, he says this all kedarka in short words. You see the Bir Agra on the right side, Samach Beis Aleph. He writes everything concisely. So he says, Kaidem Nisun, Rambam Vitor, Kaz Beis Yaisik, Vash Kaz Perakam de Psachim, Chala Brachis Mevarach Evelasi Yasan. So the Beis Yosef who passed like the Rambam, very geschmack, the brach is before the Yichudru. Haran, Karsav, Loivitamze, the Brachis HaShvachein. He says, there's no Evelasiyasin, it's a brach of praise. The whole brach is the Perak Haraya. You don't make a brach before lightning, you make a brach after you see lightning. So like all the Brachis HaShvach, it could be afterwards. Ubarachayim Simi Memvav. Memvav is Zekev Kefufim and... all these brachas we say in shul, but they used to stand up and say, sit up and say, Zekufufim, stand up and say, Karas Alamayim. They said the brachas Hashvach afterwards. Eloda Rabba, Mazel Shitasai, the Chuppah Hainu Yichud, Vas Yachel B'lai Bracha. So he's explaining the same thing, and that's the reason that we do it this way. Now, there is a kasha. According to the Rambam and the Mechaber, that the Brachas Chasanim is on the Yichud room. How can we do such a long hefsik? We make the bracha, and then we make a long hefsik until the Yichud room. We're mafsik. Now, Bechsidim, many of them, and all of them, are makbid that there's no dancing down the aisle. The Chasan Kala zoom right to the Yichud room, and so there should be no hefsik from the bracha. But Lididan, it's something of a question. So the Pesachei Tshuva Aleph brings a Sefer HaMakna, who has this kasha. He says, it must be, because we don't really hold like the Rambam. We do the Yichud Rum L'Ravcha de Milsa. We hold the Iker is like the Rosh. And therefore, there's no Isser Hefsik from one to the other. However, by a second marriage, the Yichud Rum is according to everybody. There's no Machloikis by a second marriage, that the chuppah is the yichud room. It's a Rishalmi that says that by a besula it's one thing, and by a bula actually it says it's something else. So the yichud room is certainly the chuppah by a second marriage. The proper thing by a second marriage is to go straight to the yichud room. That's what it says at the end of Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. It's a bit long, but that's
so
what he says.
The second marriage goes, or the second marriage is different?
The second marriage of her, Chuppah's Geula. So I think it depends on the woman. By a woman, if she's not a Besula, then the Yichud Rum is the thing. So he says that at the end, at the very last line of Aleph, Pesachei Tshuva is a bit long, but you look at Beis, which is four lines in the bottom of the second column, one line before it, says, Miu, Mashanaya Gin Kain, Afpa Almana, the minute to take time between the Chuppah and the Ichud Rum by Almana, Tsarachiyat. Nochain Lasais Hadova, Rotzlein Ha'ichud, Kaidim Hasuuda, kind of are, they shouldn't be Mafsik, they're placing their Mafsik with the Suda before the Ichud Rum, but not by Almana. So, Al Kaparim, this is the one of the differences. We have to sometime go through the differences between a first and a second marriage, but for now this is the main difference that we have. And Yerushalmi says it, everyone calls it Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that a basula is one thing and a bula is something else. So we who hold the, you don't need Yerushalmi, we hold Yerushalmi. The question is what the Rambam holds. Those who learn the Rambam holds that you need to be itself by a second marriage. To do chuppah, naf community can't do it on Shabbos, the first year, the whole shtukh.
Is there anything right to Russian on the base of chassid that the chassid make a kinyan in the place of the...
So Russian? That's what Yerachmiel mentioned, that we have a meeting that they Torah have a meeting that you kind of the room. Normally you assume it's part of the rental for the wedding. But the Mayadim Azmanim, Kedarka, he has his, you know, everybody, the Briscoe Chumar is for everything. He says, we're in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, you're getting married, and you give him a dollar to be kind of the Yichud room, you have to put up a mezuzah. Because in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, you get 30 days on a rental. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a mezuzah one day on a rental. So if it's a Jewish owned hotel, that mezuzah anyway, but if it's a. If it's not a Jewish hotel, it says, if you want to be kind of the Yichud room, you got to put up a mezuzah for the one night.
Can it be a bidyevet
mezuzah? I have a whole bag full of mezuzahs, maybe close to 100 already. I should put them in Sheamus. But I know the stores are selling them for $100 a piece. I have $10,000 worth of mezuzahs in that bag. Because they do it. No, maybe it's not 100, it's 67. But anyway. So this is din. Now I'll tell you something that's surprising. The birchas, how come? The Masada Kedushin's bracha could be as a birchas hamitzvahs. It's not like the Ram and the Rosh. Masada Kedushin is a bracha, and also it's birchas hamitzvahs. The Sheva brachas, the six brachas, everyone holds is a birchas hashvach. Now. If you do a mitzvah, if you put on tefillah without a bracha, you can't make the bracha tomorrow, the mitzvah's over. It's fascinating, and I think very surprising to everybody, including to me, that it says, it's actually earlier, for whatever reason, it's not in the Simen, earlier in Simen Nun Hei, Siv Gimel, it says, Iris v'konas l'chopo v'leiberach berachot sasanim. It's a very surprising din. What happens if someone did Erison and a chuppah and he didn't make Berachas Chasanim? How could that happen? I don't know. Maybe you have a traditional Jew who didn't, didn't have regular kedushin, then have Berachas Chasanim. Hari zed nesua gemura. You're fully married. Brachas are not ma'akiv. V'chayzer u'mevarech afilu achar kama yomim. And you can make the Berachas Chasanim after many days. That's exactly how long, but he says you can make Berachas Chasanim. Afilu acha kama yomim, and I think that's a surprise to everybody that the Beishmur Ches there says Chayzer Mavarech Kasa Beprisha Simas Samach Beis the Prisha is by us Hatam Mishum Delay Niske Bebrachas Uklum Nesuin. The Sheva brachas don't say Nesuin. Shemachi Yachal Varech Achalkach. Av Berchus Erisin, but the Masad Kedushin's bracha Tzach Levarech Kaidim Kedushin. The tzarchliya is Evel Asiyasa. There it's got to be Evel Asiyasa since you have to do it before. But the other brachas you can do even later. So, what? Even? So I don't know how much later. I should tell you, Pesach Tshuva Gimel is Chaylik, brings Chaylikim. They say only if he wasn't Bayal Har. Only for the Bia. And, he brings a radvaz. It's not the Pashpash in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, who atzmai somewhere else, like Kasav K. But anyway. Every day you're making the same brachas. So I don't know. So I don't know if he means they didn't do it to all Sheva Brachas, or you're right. If you did it to Sheva Brachas, it should count. It should double up as Brachas. I hear. So it's hard to know exactly what the circumstances are, and I don't know.
Is there a difference between the... I mean, I don't mean... textually, I mean, what's being accomplished by the prophets that are said under the cup and the prophets that are said during the Shabbat the whole week?
Yeah, so they're all Berachas HaShvach. There's a difference, the Barpei HaGafen, which we'll see later, but it's the same thing. It's a Berachas HaShvach. Yeah, it's a Berachas Praise, just it's a Chiyuv here and there. It's only if you have one of Chadashas, then you make the Bracha. Now, the what? Excuse me? Everyone said Berachas HaShvach. The Sheva Brachas. They're all brothers of Christ. First in the Henin? No, it's either Berachas HaShvach or Berachas HaMitzvah. I don't think anybody holds. It's not a person in the Henin. Look, the Brachas, you have to think about it. The Brachas are not Brachas on marriage. The six Brachas, only one is a Bracha on marriage. The Brachas are Shakal Bar Lechvaydai. Rashi and Gemara says it's a bracha. The Gemara says Keneged Hanesafim. Rashi says Lekvayd Hanesafim. You're thanking the people for coming together. That's why you make it. It's not a bracha on the marriage. It's a bracha Keneged the people who have come together. And certainly the bracha Achrita is a bracha for Mashiach. You know, it's a bracha. It's not a bracha on Chasam Vekala. Yishama Bar Yehuda Chasam Yishayim is a bracha Mashiach should come. Right, so it's not a bracha. Yeah, okay. Anyway, no one holds a person ahead. At any rate, this is the idea. Now, there's a basic difference between the first bracha and the six brachas. The first bracha, according to many, at least the Rambam, is really the chassan supposed to make the bracha. The person supposed to make the bracha of putting on the ring is supposed to be the chassan. We have a misad the kedushin shalei levayish es misheni yedaya. So we do it that way. I mentioned the other day that Shimon Neuhaus, when he got married, Shimon Steinhaus, when he got married, he said the bracha. The misad kedushin got up there, and he's hearing impaired. He couldn't be yitzah with the other person's bracha. He said the bracha. He made the Masada Kedushin bracha. But somebody has to be mitzi him, and he couldn't hear to be yaitza. That's not true about the Sheva Brachas bracha. It's interesting. You know, it's our place here. They bring the letter of the Rambam, of the Rabbeinu Avraham, the son of the Rambam. He writes, Abba Mori Kos, Achosin Shabirich Brachas Elu. Abba Mori, my father, the Rambam, got angry at a chosin who made these brachas. Why did he get angry? It's Amarata Shabbai. That to think that this is somehow the chos is making a bracha and getting married, that's a mistake. And Ramesh has a tshuva, Nigris Moshe, in the first volume of Evan Ezer, Simen Pei Zayin. He talks about who makes the bracha, and he says that the same thing. The first bracha the deaf person makes, and the other brachas the Nesafim make, and that's the Halacha L'maisa, that's the way that it's done. Now, what about reading the Ksuba? I didn't finish the Mechaber, just as far as reading the Ksuba, there are a few things here in the Be'er Heitiv that are not elsewhere. Let's jump first to Gimel.
If you think about the case of not hearing, by the case you said, what about the
Shishis
Brachas? He can't hear
either.
So
he doesn't have to hear. It's a Berachas HaShvach on the matzv.
So when they make Berachas often, they
have to make his own Berachas HaGafen. Achinami. You're right, the Berachas HaGafen be there. On the second column of the Be'er Heitiv, five lines up, Noyagin Likris Ksuba. The whole Kriyas HaKsuba is in the Be'er Heitiv in Shulchan Aruch, five lines up in the second column, getting to the line, Noyagin Likris HaKsuba, Bein Berachas Eris and Berachas Nesuin, Kidei Lahafsik Tzas, is to make a break. Mishum Berachas Hayayin Shemavarchin Oid Pam Acheres Akosha Nesuin. Maharam means. He says that the only reason you read the Ksuba is to make a hafsik. You can do anything in between. You can sing a song, but the minig is to read the Ksuba. and you do it in between because you're going to make a new bar for Yagafen afterwards. Kekasar Amosim in Zed, and Ramosha says it later in Siftes. The Bikushtanist, what's that city? Constantinople, maybe. Naiga Likris Haksuva Kaidin Berchus Erisin, Umafsikin Bikidusha Be Berchus Erin Hasuin. It was somewhere else where the minig was differently to read the Ksuva first. And they consider giving of the ring to be a hefsek between Berchus Erisin in the suin.
Why so, up the suin? So that's the why up the
suin? So really, Kasei Shtikul Tahir, they're afraid that the person staying the Tikul Tahir will go too long and make everybody wait. So they, but there is a Shtikul reason for the suin also. Right, it says, what? Oh, good. Good, I want to ask that 1 second. There's another reason to read the Ksuba. The Eidei Mesira, when Nayig, not everyone, but in many circles, the minig is to have Eidei Mesira on the Ksuba. So you have witnesses that see the man is giving his wife a Ksuba. We paskin Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira Karati. Either one is good. So the Eidei Mesira, they come up. You call them up, why giving a Ksuba? How do you know it's a Ksuba? What's rolled up there? So you read it in front of them so they know what's in it. And then you roll it up and you give it so they can see.
They're about to stay there.
Right, so the yeshiva circles are makbid that they are there and they hear the reading.
But if someone's holding up a document and reading it and two people are facing them, they're not looking at the document. Maybe
they can trust them, you're right. I think they just trust that things are normal. That's all. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to trust. The Eidim don't have to see the document. They can trust that there's a reliable beside the Kedushin, they have an umdina that it's right. At the first page of Hilchos Ksuba, that's what it says. Now, so somebody asked, about the two Baruch Yagafens. So the question really is, why you have to make a hefsek? Now, you mean it one way, either way I understand, why do you have to make a second Baruch Yagafen? The Baruch Yagafen is a Chasim Kala. So they have one Baruch Yagafen, and they drank. So we make a half six, you should have to get a second bar of priyagafen. Who needs a second bar of priyagafen? Once upon a time, they did Kedushin once, and a few months later, Nesuin, so you had a separate bar of priyagafen. Like, why is it so important to have a second bar of priyagafen by Birchas Chasanim? It sounds like, since that's the way they did it originally, so that's the way we do it now. Sure they do. They always drink. They always drink. They do the six brothers and then they drink. You forgot. You drank. You know. You can look at the film if you have a video. You can look at it. You drank a second time. So, as a matter of fact, the caterers, the minhag caterers, they give one father to give the chasen for the first one, and then they say, no, the other father has to do it. So it'll be halacha that each father has to give to drink, you know, at least once. But. That's how they do it. But so you have wine for each. So the brach has to be alayayin, but it's alayayin. Why do you have to make a new bar of priyagafen? I don't know. It's like I don't know. Rashi, there's the achrayim say shtikul tayr. It's actually in Shulchan Aruch Harav, and it's in the chedusha of Arya Lev on brachas. They have a shtikul tayr that bar of priyagafen is a brachas hashvach, and we say im avarchin. In our Mishira El Alayayin, that it's part of the praise of Hashem of Baruch Priyagafen. But according to that, the way they say it, Kiddush by day has to be Baruch Priyagafen, because Baruch Priyagafen is a Birchas Hashvach. By many Chassidim, they make on Schnapps, the whole Shtikul Torah falls away, because they don't want to say Baruch Priyagafen on the Schnapps, they say Shakal on the Schnapps. But the Shtikul Torah that Baruch Priyagafen is really a Birchas Hashvach. The Raya is a good Raya from Rashi, in Erevin Memo Midbeis. Rashi says, I think Rashi is going on Kiddush. Gemara is the Nusach of Kiddush for Yom Tov. And Rashi says, the Gemara says, and then you drink. Say, Baruch Priyagafen and Kiddush, and then you drink. Rashi says, why do you drink? Shlo levai ish es hakais. There's a bush of your kais. You can take it and not drink. Lo levai ish es hakais. So what do you mean, lo levai ish es hakais? Say, Baruch levatala. Say, Baruch Priyagafen, you don't drink? It's a Baruch levatala. So from there, both the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I saw the Chiddush of Arya Leib on Brachas, probably more places, they say that the etzem Baruch Priyagafen is a Birchas Hashvach, and it's the bracha itself has a mila of praising Hashem, and what?
You make a garment even in the middle of
You make hagafen in the middle of a suda. Okay, stands by itself.
It's a bit berachas hashvach as well as a berachas nehenim.
Yeah, it's certainly a berachas nehenim because you don't make a shakal on top of it. You just make.
Maybe the reason is because the greater the make, you're going to have eros in that same kind of
trouble. Because you're afraid you'll do it separately and you won't say berachas hagafen. Okay, could be. Could be that I don't know if it's a fresh gzera, but it's a concern that it'll be good. Things will go back to the way it was, and people forget the burp.
How's
that
like both? So
what?
How's that need twice?
What?
So how's the answer need to be twice?
So because if you make one for breakfast, erisim, one for
breakfast.
It's a breakfast in heaven also. Even if it,
even.
If it's a brachas nehenin, the reason to do it twice is you're afraid that in the future people will forget. But
it's only brachas nehenin. Why wouldn't you say that one last?
Why do we say
it? Why wouldn't you say it? The brachas nehenin last.
The same as kiddush. You say brachas nehenin, have dollar.
Brachas
nehenin.
So why during the week? So why during the week?
So they're going to talk about it here. Why the difference? The bishul. Kiddush. If that's true, then there's no kiddush by day. Brachas nehenin can't be kiddush. Anyway, Shulchan Aruch says differently. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's a Berachas HaShvach, and that's why we do it. By day, by night, you don't need it. By night, you have Kiddush. Now, they bring that Rav Chaim, when he was a boy, asked the Beis Halevi, by Kiddush by day. So he asked him, how can you Yaitza Kiddush? Someone makes Kiddush by day, and you Yaitza. If you don't drink, what are you Yaitza with? If Bar Prayer Gofen is just a Berachas Nehenin, and Kiddush by day is just Bar Prayer Gofen, So Rav Chaim said, "Beis Halevi, everyone should have to drink." So in the Ba'adim Zman, he brings this incident. He says the Beis Halevi was mashdik oisai. He said Klai Yisrael is not knowing that way. But Rav Chaim said that for the rest of his life, he noticed that the Beis Halevi was always makpid to drink. You know, by the brisk is the chayshish for every possible chumra. So that he was not to be makpid, but he didn't want to say it as a sort of a halacha psuka that's the way it has to be. So okay, it's let's finish the mechaber. The mechaber goes on. Again, we'll go back to the mechaber. Tzorch levar b'schasan bebeis achazan kai nesuin. Head sheish brachas. Im yeshav yayin. If there's wine, maybe kais yayin, mevarach al yayin tchila. The language is very clear that yayin is not ma'akiv. We'll see the b'chatzis b'chaykik in a minute. But you see the lashon, im yesham yayin, maybe kais yayin, mevarach al yayin tchila, mesad is kulam ala kais. V'nimsa mevarach sheva brachas. So it's a total of seven brachas, by a prayer of God, then plus six. He says, b'ferishim, ein yayin matzi, mevarach ala sheikhar. There's no wine, you take hamar medina, which was beer, and that's what you make the bracha on. So this is halacha that you have to have wine. Is wine ma'akiv? What happens if you have no wine and no beer? Is wine and beer ma'akiv? Nafkamina would also be, if they gave him a cup of wine and they found afterwards it was sour, it was vinegar. So now do you have to make sheva brachas over? You didn't make it al ayayin. So the chakas machaykak brings on the left side, mevarach al hashechar and ein shechar matzli. As you have no wine and no chamar medina, yivarech b'loy kais. Came ashmi divrei Aram beperikyud mehilchas ishus. So he's saying that the kais is not ma'akiv because I'm agamishta pashatu. Shein kais ma'akiv. Why should a kais be ma'akiv? That's the Rambam shita. Aval rosh va'atur kasvu b'shem Rabbeinu Nissim. The loisagi. But like Kais, they say this is Rabbeinu Nissim. This is not the Ran. This is Rabbeinu Nissim going. They say the loisagi b'loy kais. You need a kais. V'loyedati tamay. Why should you need a kais? The Gemara Miksuv is b'chadamachem etimul b'chaserz and b'chnesun. It says they're all together. So just like a kais is not ma'akiv on the chasna, it shouldn't be ma'akiv on the just not ma'akiv on the kedushin. It shouldn't be ma'akiv. I hear either. So it turns out it appears to be a machlokes the Rambam and the Rush if a kais is ma'akiv if you don't have a kais. So you have to know that there's a tumul in the Achrayim on the Rambam sheet. And Rush certainly holds, like he says, that that you have to have a kais. The Rambam says you don't need a kais. Where's the Rambam? The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So they taina that the diuk in the Rambam is incorrect. Because by Birchas Erisin, the Rambam says, Im ein yayim v'sheichar, so mevarach l'ikais. It's not what it says here. It says, Im ein yayim mevarach ala sheichar. It doesn't say, Im ein yayim v'sheichar, like he says over there. So they want to be bedayik. The Rambam never said that a kais is not ma'akiv. He said wine is not ma'akiv. He never said the chamar medina is not ma'akiv. So there are a number of the achrayim and mesetis ksuvis who have this taina. Lamaisa, it's a suffik brachis. I mean, we're not going to do brachis over, but I guess you have to be careful that that the ayin at the chasana is not spoiled, and then one day it will be spoiled. I can't imagine anybody accidentally making the brachis without a cup of wine, but the by mistake it will be spoiled. That could happen, and people have to be careful. Right, so the whole shtickel Torah as opposed to shvach is only by yayin. That's not by shechar. Enough in Ami. Enough in Ami. Yeah, it's correct. If wine is ma'akiv, so we're going to see. I think it says, you know what, we're going to see. We're going to have it on the next page.
Is it better if the wine is red or enum or butzel?
Every kaisha bracha. It's the Dino Kaisha Bracha is Behilchas Berchas Hamazon. It's the first place of Shulchan Aruch is brought. By Kiddush, it refers you back. A Kaisha Bracha, Yayin, there are three milas in wine. One is, and all three are not ma'akiv. One, it should be Einim Bavoshel. It's not ma'akiv. One is, it should be red, as opposed to a different color. It's not ma'akiv. And one is that it shouldn't have added ingredients. The Rambam holds that wine into which the Rambam Shita is a kosher bracha has to be kosher al mizbeach. It has to be wine that's kosher in the mizbeach, and if there's sugar added, or grape juice, or fruit juice is added, so it's the Rambam Shita is, even if it's by paragrapha, but it's still not kosher on the mizbeach. Now, the added, I mentioned usually Pesach time here, that there's some sangrias, I think, that have fruit juices added. And,
or cream.
And cream. The cream, anything with the word cream has sugar added. Cream, Concord, cream, Malaga, cream, anything. They don't want to write sugar added, so they write cream. So all the cream wines have sugar added. So that's the third thing. So these are three hidurim in the mitzvah. It should be mevushel, it should be red, and it should be nothing added. The halacha is that that Yoytza, even without all three, and Adarabba, it says what Chaviv has Kedima. If it's Chaviv to you, then it actually has Kedima. But those are the three. It's interesting, historical thing. Jewish wine traditionally is syrupy, thick, sugary wine. That's like the traditional old Jewish heavy wine. Where did that come from? There's a story to it. When Rabbi Jacob Joseph came to be chief rabbi of New York, in, was it 1899 or 1898, around that time, he did not have no clue what he was getting into. He came from a Litvish, Hasidish, Yiddish Welt, and he came across the ocean. It wasn't a plane, you know, you just get on the plane and go back. He came here, and he found a world that was very bidyeved, dicker world. And the wine, he was very upset. The wine here had yayin nesach problems. There were goyim working with the wine. There were goyim dealing with the wine. So he felt to do things that it should at least be b'di'evet good. According to the Rambam Shita, once you add sugar to wine, there's no yayin nesach anymore. It's not kosher on the mizbeach, so it's not kosher for kiddush, but it doesn't become yayin nesach. So we instituted that all the kosher wines have sugar added, and at least, like the Rambam, it won't be Ayin Nesach. So it became that Jewish wine is thick, syrupy wine, and it was that way for a long time, and Baruch Hashem, Ach Shadari, and now we have Now we have wine that costs a lot of money, but it used to be, you know, sugar's cheaper than wine. Yeah, a bunch of sugar. And that's really the historical background of why it happened. But Lamaisa, if you're like me and all wines, wine is wine. So you try to get not mavushal, without sugar added, and red wine. Why not get red wine? What's the difference? I don't care if it's red or not red. So, see, the Ramban Shita is that it's ma'akiv. There's a Rishon that holds red as ma'akiv. We don't pass in that way, but it's a hider to use red wine. People ask, what about pink wine? What about dark wine? I don't know. I'm not sure. First of all, I can't see the difference. I have my own colorblind issues. They're red and pink. They're really the same. But I think red wine means wine that's fermented with the skins intact. I think that's generally what red wine means. And if it's this dark or that dark, I think it's all included.
Okay. According to what you just said, according to Rambam, you're not Yotze if you had sugar, and according to the other Rishonim, it's still Yayin Nesta. So what does that kind of count? What do you count?
It's at least Chamar Medina. People, yeah, it's a Kiddush, at least the Evid on it. So, you know. He came into a world that was very, 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 very different. I have with the mezuzah tumel, I have in my packet two mezuzahs from those years. It's almost impossible to believe. I just have to hold on to them. One of them was actually in someone's house, and the other one, I don't know, was in someone's house. And no, it looks like, I don't know. It's amazing. I have to have two of these. It's amazing how the person wrote them. And some of the letters are even kosher. It's a tiny mezuzah this size. Unbelievable.
None of the lamas.
So what? None of the lamas. The lamas are nicer than some of the mezuzahs that I've seen around here. But, okay, anyway. So now it's a good luck charm. It's in my... anyway, but... okay, the Pesachei Tshuva... I'm sorry, Berhetav Aleph. Berhetav Aleph. He starts what we learned already. Nesu'un ledidon le'oisa chuppas nida in tzarech lahagdim habrachas l'chuppa. We who are when we say we're not chuppas nida means we hold that you don't need a yichud or a labia. In tzarech lahagdim brachas l'chuppa. We go in the chuppa first to make the bracha second. The chenayigin brachim berchazeres and nesu'un tachas l'chuppa. Darkimai she'ayim beisul l'beishmu. U'mechuyev lamaid. Now we don't do this. We sit down by the chuppah. The custom was to stand by a chuppah. By some chassidim I've seen, I know in Skver, they all stand by the chuppah. There are no chairs outside. Maybe the elderly people sit. But they stand by. I looked this up, and the reason it's brought is for decorum. Standing was considered more bakavidic, like by laying, you stand. I think by us, the way we sit is probably the decorum is better. It depends, I guess, which chasna. I've been at weddings where they sat also, so I guess. What? Everyone stood up because he got up, okay. Then you sit back down, okay. So maybe have a minute to stand by the chuppah. What?
The State of the Union address.
State of the Union address. Let's sit down, okay. He stand up when he gets up? The opposing party also can stand up? Okay. And now the next line, the bottom words of the first column. Birchas chasanim ein lohem seder. That's an important one, because sometimes they mess up. Birchas chasanim ein lohem seder. There's no order to them. Umishachasa echa mehanach mevarach isa kishachaisa igrisa rambam. A pretty strong lush. The Berhetiv, I'm sorry. Berhetiv, the bottom of the first column, starts Birchas Chasanim Ein. It says Elam Seder. Umishachisar echad mehena mevarach isa kishachaisa igrisa rambam. That means sometimes it happens under the chuppah that they mess up on the order of the brachis. And he says that it's not ma'akiv. That's what it says here in the Berhetiv. There's a Sefer Atzei Arozim, even though we even haven't heard about it, it was Adam Gadol, but he only wrote on Evin Ezra, so most people haven't heard of it, from the G'dayle Yailam and the Paiskim. The Atzei HaRosim says that there are two brachas where the order is ma'akiv. What are the six brachas? The first bracha is Shakal Bar Lefaydei. That's L'Kaved HaNesafim. You say Shakal Bar Lefaydei. Then the next two brachas, the first one is Yaitzer HaAdam. And the next one is Hashiyatza Adam Mitzalmi, Salam the Mustav Nisa, Vizna Min Min Yadi Ad, Barachat Hashem, Misameach Chasam Vecham. So what do we say there? They're both Yaitzer HaAdam. Yaitzer HaAdam is a short one. And then Hashiyatza Adam Mitzalmi. Why do we have two brachas Hashiyatza? So Rashi in Ksuba says it's going on Shtei Yitziris. First Hashem created Adam Echav as one guf. That's Yetzer HaAdam. Then Hashem separated them. That's with the Ashiyatza Adam Mitzalmai, Mitzalmai Vastat Misai, Vihiskin Loi Mimena Binyan Adayad. And he broke off the Chava from Adam and made it into two people. And that's from Sameach Chosam Vichal. Hashem made them into two. So that's how Rashi explains the two brachas. Yetzer HaAdam on the original creation, and the second on the second. It says the Atzei HaRosim, if you say the second first, you can't say the first one anymore. Because once you say the second, they separated them, may Adam v'Chava, you're going to go back and say he created them as one? So the Atzei HaRosim says the only one that's ma'akiv. I remember once being at a chasana where they messed up the order. You remember, Rabbi Yaakov?
I remember.
You were once at a wedding where they messed up the order. Don't remember? A chayim, but you're chayim. A very memorable wedding. Look at the film. I think they messed up the order. I remember who was Messiah. You remember?
Yes.
Remember his wedding, right?
I don't know whose it was, but you told them what to do.
What? Yeah, it's a film. Yeah, you could do the film. I'm surprised. I think it was his son got married on Bedford Avenue by. St. Louis, so it was a different son, I think of that. No, it was not in St. Louis. Who got married in... Yeah, and I came in the middle. That was a different son. Okay. What? That was your daughter. Okay. I remember I ran in right by the chuppah.
You said the wrong one.
Anyway, whatever it was. So the question is, the order... If the order is ma'akiv, the Atzei HaRosim says the order is ma'akiv. Ramesh has a tshuva.
You told him to change it. You said and, to add some words so it wouldn't be.
Ramesh has a tshuva. He says really mikra din. It's not emes. Once they made the brachas, they made the brachas. But Ramesh says, but the Atzei HaRosim says so. So suffer brachas lahakul, and he says to be ma'akiv. He says to be makbid, not to make the second brach.
If you said out of order, then you wouldn't go back?
So he says, don't go back. All the others, it doesn't matter. And Moshe says, l'maisa, it sounds like v'shasat chaki b'meikul, but because the whole tshuva, he's writing that it's not mistava that way. And because Moshe is in Chelik Dalev Evan Ezer, tshuva peches, I saw in the Ha'oris, of Rebbe Yashiv on Ksubis, he says you can make both brachas. He says that you could. But the toilet in Simim Mem Vav in Archaim, we say Shleisani Goy, Shleisani Evet, Shleisani Isha. Why does someone say Shleisani Isha before the others? So in the Shulchan Aruch it says you can't say the other one. Because each one, Shleisani Goy, I'm believing all the mitzvahs. Sani Evet, I'm believing more mitzvahs. Isha, it narrows it down. That each of these people has less mitzvahs. So Shlei Sani Goy, you have more than seven mitzvahs. Shlei Sani Eved, I have more mitzvahs than an Eved. Shlei Sani Isha, I have more mitzvahs than an Isha. Or you say Shlei Sani Isha, you don't go back. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
The mitzvahs of an Eved also.
What?
The mitzvahs of an Eved have the same
mitzvahs. No, so there are a few that are different. There are a few mitzvahs that an Eved doesn't have because he's not born as a Jew, and Shekhan Isha has. So that's the difference. Akoponim, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you mess up, it's no good. But the Mishnah Berurah brings Chayokim. So there also, he does bring Chayokim, that hold that since they made the takana, you could make the brachas. We tell people to be yais with someone else and avoid the shaila. Well, l'chatchila, don't mess up. But so it's the same type of thing. But now have a little ha'ara on this. Let me tell you.
What would you do?
What?
So what would you do now? Talk about
you have to ask the Masada Kedusha. Whatever he says, you'll do. The and let me tell you a different story, but remind me to come back to this. One of the famous Yerushalayim stories is the story of the Aderes. I mentioned it numerous times. I love the whole story of the Aderes' life. Incredible. Rav Shmuel Salant was Rabbi Shul Yerushalayim for nearly 80 years, for 70-something years. He became the Rabbi Yerushalayim. He was Nifter about 1905, 1906. And he became the Rabbi Shul Yerushalayim about 1825, 1826. He was never officially appointed, but he was the de facto Rav of Yerushalayim, Rishon Salant, and that was the time that the Ashkenazi community developed. Originally, it was only Sfaradim in Yerushalayim, and that was Rishon Salant. Now, Rishon Salant had the foresight to try to get a successor. He was already living into his 90s, and this is at an age where people didn't live that long. And so he had the foresight to choose a successor, and whatever reason, he chose somebody outside of Yerushalayim. And the Aderes, he was the Rav, what was he in I think it was the Rav either in Mir or Brisk, I remember, one of the yeshiva cities. He was the Rav there, and he was about 60 years old. And Shlomo Salant was approaching 90, and he appointed him to succeed him as Rav.
54 years later.
So but the story is that the Aderes was nifted before Shlomo Salant. So, you never know what's going to be, but... anyway, he came. He came by boat. There were no airplanes in 1901, 1902. So he came by boat. And when he landed, Yerushalayim Salat went out with the Rabbanim, and they greeted him, the Rabbi Yerushalayim. It was very important to him that he be accepted by the whole community. That night, the night he came, there was a chasna in Yerushalayim. And the meaning was that the Rav was the Masada Kedushin. Yerushalayim Salant was always Masada Kedushin. He said, no, the Rav Yerushalayim is Aderes, and that Aderes was an acronym for, what was he, Avram David? Avram David Rabinowitz Tumim. He was a twin. They called him Tumim. And so they called him the Aderes. That was his abbreviation. And I think Rav Kook was his son-in-law. Am I correct? I think Rav Kook was his son-in-law. But anyway, so he came. And they gave him the kibbutz of being Masada Kedushin. So here he is, his first kibbutz, and it's an age where nobody had ever seen him before. There were no films or anything. Oh, Yerushalayim, the new Rav is here. He got up under the chuppah, he took the cup of wine, and he said shahakal. He said shahakal on the cup of wine. I'm guessing he came from Litta, and they couldn't afford wine. They probably may have Masada Kedushin always on beer. I'm guessing that's why it happened. I have no idea why it happened. But he got up, he made shahakal. And everyone said, "Where did it go from?" To add insult to injury, he said, "Oops!" He said. Then he said, "A bar priya gafen." Now every child knows if you say shahakal on wine, you yaitzer. And then so he said shahakal, and then when he realized it was the wrong bracha, he said bar priya gafen. So everyone was murmuring. The first mistake is a mistake. The second is a psak halacha that's wrong. Now in Yerushalayim, the minhag is you speak by the wedding, by the suda. So he got up by the Suda and he said, I want to explain to everybody why I made Bar Priya Gofen. Shahakal was there. Why did I make? Yaitzu with Shahakal. He said, no. He said, the Masada Kedushin is a shliach of the Chasan Kala. He's being mighty them. When you make a shliach, there's a rule, l'skune shidarticho v'layla avusi. When you make a shliach, you make the shliach to do it right, not the shliach to do a bidi evit. So when I made my shahakol, I wasn't mekayim my shlichus. I'm not yaitzin the shlichus. So therefore, I said the bar priyagafen afterwards. That's how he explained it. Naturally, there were people said, "Oh, just an excuse, a mistake." You know, there's the usual politics. What's amazing, every gadol from the early 1900s, come out everyone, has a tshuva about this ma'isa. They don't write the story. Rosham Zalman has a tshuva. The Har Tzvi has a tshuva. They all have tshuvas about what to do if you slipped up and said shahakal instead of bar priya gafen. And most don't agree with his hashara to do the bracha again. But that's a title. It's going to be Shaiticha
v'loi lavusi. Okay,
but if I do the shlichus, but I didn't do it in Mosach Hatzilah, they go away. That was his title. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Okay, all right.
He wasn't lavusi. He didn't do it bad. He just didn't do it in the Mosach Hatzilah manner.
Okay. Okay, I hear. Whatever, however you want to defend it or not defend it.
But the one making the bracha, he was really the actual bracha on the
Bukhari. So I don't know if that meaning was that the Masada drinks a little or not. You know, today in literature circles, the Masada drinks a little. I don't know if that was that meaning. Maybe, and then he should have drank. He should have at least, he should have had at least a sip of the wine. So he should have taken a sip after the shahakol. And that made a burp. That made a burp off of everybody else.
How can they make a for someone else?
The Gemara is an Ibaya. You can't make Bersanen for someone else. Ibaya Lahu. It's the last Gemara in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. Ibaya Lahu. What about the Hamaitzi of Berchus Matzah and the Bar Priyagafen of Berchus Kiddush? Do you say it's Bersanen? You can't be Maitzi or not? The Gemara says you could be Maitzi. So then.
If the chassid has a mind, he thinks the hagafen is coming. He has a mind, but he has to do this hagafen.
But the chassid is listening.
And then he makes
that's a very good question. The chassid is listening.
He thinks
the hagafen is coming. Till Melech Haylom, he had a mind to be Yaitzer.
With
the
hagafen.
Yes, so I don't know how that works. If the shlich is his bottle, then shlich is his bottle. I don't know.
He's in the altar with the
bracha. My horror just is this. If you say this vart, the skuri shlich le'lavusi, so when you give someone a kibud to make the bracha Yaitzer ha'adam, he messes up. He says the bracha shiasa the mitzalman. So maybe also he has no right. He wasn't appointed to make that bracha. If he goes up, he makes a bracha and he's not appointed to make. So it's a bracha. I don't know. I said not really a shlich and a chas, but someone is bailus on the brachas. No,
he doesn't know.
So not sure.
Now
they just give a card. So today they made the cards in size order, so no one should mess up on the cards. But I don't know. This is the only bracha. What's the most mechubedika bracha of all the brachas? What's the biggest kavod? Bracha achri. Why is bracha achri the most mechubedika bracha? Why in the world should it be? Because the most words. I think that's why. There's most words. So the more words you get, the bigger the kibbutz. Really, if you have a tzaddik getting one of the brachas, you should give him a sameach to samach. It's the only bracha that benches the chasen kala. The other brachas on that, sameach to samach, Rehavuim, is the only bracha that the person saying it is giving a bracha to chasen kala, assuming he's speaking the words. Sameach to samach, Rehavuim, sameach yitzich beganei mekandem. It's a bracha to the chasen kala. So it's a beautiful thing. You're benching the chasen kala, but
shouldn't it be by someone who knows the
Chasam
Kala, someone who's a
Reya? Reya Mahuva means they are to each other. It doesn't mean the bracha, but okay. Well, however you want, but. Okay, so I want to tell you, what about breaking up the brachas? Now, breaking up Bar Paragraph of the others, there's no pros and cons. You can break it up. They can break it up. There's no reason not to. However, there are poiskim kadmainim who are upset. What are the brachas? The first one is by Pregafen. Stasu barachata. Second one is shakal baralfaydi stasu barachata. The third, stasu barachata Hashem. The fourth, stasu barachata. Now, the fifth and sixth start, says tasu sameach akara, and sameach to samach. They don't start with barachata Hashem. Why don't they start with Baruch Ata Hashem? It's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. It's a bracha that follows the other. So there are poskim that are mefak fake, including mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, that say you can't split those up because it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. The only reason it doesn't start with Baruch is because the previous Baruch Ata goes on Seis Tassis, goes on Sameach Tassamach. So they say don't break up Seis Tassis Sameach Tassamach. Those three should go together. And everything else you can break up. That's the taina of those that are misnagin. The Hartzvi has a tshuva, and he says it's not lechatchel to break it up. Ramesha has a beautiful tshuva on bracha smucha lechaverta. Kedarka, Ramesha looks at this shaila in Reif and Klali. One of the Kadmonim that says is the Shari Ephraim. Shari Ephraim, or Ephraim Magolius, from Gedalia Apoiskim, he has a Sefer Shari Ephraim on Kriyas HaTorah. By Haftorah, it seems there are places used to break up the Berachas Haftorah. He says, you're not allowed to break up the Berachas Haftorah. It's a Berachas Simcha L'Chavrata, U'kamai She'im Achalkin Berachas Chasanim. Just like he says, nobody breaks up, so he starts Amer Tisabach. So he says the same thing. Ramosha, Digris Moshe, Evan Ezer Aleph, Simon Tzadik Dalit. He clears a Chakira. What's Brachas Smucha L'Chavrata? Let's say Noida L'Cha Benchi. You say the first Bracha, Noida doesn't start with Baruch, because the other one starts with Baruch. Learn two ways. You can learn the first Baruch goes on Noida L'Cha. So it does start with Baruch. The same thing here. The Baruch of Ashiyotza goes on Seis Tassis. And then you can't break it up. Rav Moshe says it's not true. It's not that the Baruch goes on it. Rav Moshe learns it's a din in the Takonis HaBrachas, in the Nusach HaBrachas. The Nusach is that a Brachas Mulchavrata doesn't need a Baruch Atah. Rav Moshe proves it, because it says in the Mishnah that during Berachas Kriya Shema, Be Bracha LeBracha, you're allowed to be mafsik to say Shalom Aleichem. If the Baruch Atah of goes on Avaraba, how can he be mafsik? The Baruch Atah goes on Avaraba. Elamai, Ramesha holds that Bracha Smucha L'Chavrit is a din in the way the Bracha is made. It's not that the Baruch goes on the next Bracha, and not only that, whoever's getting Seis Tassis doesn't even know it. He's sitting shruzi with someone. He doesn't mind to be yaitza with Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kei Melech Ha'elam. And then they call him up. See, he wasn't yaitza with Baruch Atah. So Ramesha holds that there's nothing wrong with splitting him up. There are places where there's something wrong, but the Ramesha has a tshuva, which is certainly the minig, I think, in America and Israel. By Chassidim, they give the Rebbe, and don't spare, they give the Rebbe everything except for Baruch Akrita. I don't know what the cheshbon is. Gets all the brachas, and Baruch Achrita goes usually to a Zeidel or something, but the Rebbe gets, if I recall correctly, he gets all the other brachas. The Siddur Kedushin he doesn't take. The Rav, whoever's the Rav in the New Square gets, or it used to be Rav Neishlas, I don't know who it is today. And then the Rebbe gets the brachas, and they give Baruch Achrita as the one sort of kibud that they can think about. I don't remember who reads the Ksuba, but that's the way they do it.
Okay.
Brach Zmuta is in the Takana of the Nusach HaBracha, when they set up benching, when they set up, that's how the Nuschais was set up. But it's not because the Baruch goes on, it's because it doesn't need. Also, yeah, it's a Takana of Nusach HaBracha. Okay, so phase next week.